Wish it was under better circumstances, but we're glad to be back and to see you all. I wonder how many of you, if you got a gift of a bar of soap or a bottle of shampoo or a toothbrush and toothpaste, you'd really appreciate that as a Christmas gift. Probably not too many of us would think too much of that, would we? We kind of take those things for granted, don't we? And yet, those things opened up a ministry at our chapel that has enabled us to reach hundreds and hundreds of men. And it started with a teenage girl who was burdened for a prisoner, a woman that she knew that was in prison. And she was burdened for this prisoner, and that burden spread over after the woman got out to be a challenge for their family. How can they help prisoners? And as a result of that, they went to the chaplain and asked the chaplain, what could they do to help prisoners? And the chaplain suggested, one thing that they really need are these simple toiletry things. They don't get them. And they really would appreciate those things, simple things, like shampoo and bars of soap and toothbrushes. And so the family took that on as a challenge, and they shared it with the elders at the chapel and suggested that perhaps maybe the chapel could help out in this need that these prisoners have. And so we decided to take that as a challenge as a chapel as well and participate in it. And so we collected these things down through the weeks and months, and every month the family would take these things to the chaplain at the prison and distribute, and she would, or the chaplain would distribute them to the inmates. And this went on for many months. And Christmas time came around, and the chaplain invited us, any of us from the chapel, to come to the prison because the prisoners were going to put on a Christmas program. And so about 12 of us from the chapel went to prison. And the prisoners had a choir. In fact, they had three choir directors. And they had a little band. And they put on a Christmas program. A wonderful program. Not a program like we see in our public schools anymore. There weren't any Kwanzaa songs or any just happy holiday songs. They were singing to the Lord of his birth and his coming into this world as Savior. And some of the prisoners would, one of them would come up and maybe read a poem. Another would read scripture. Another one would pray. And they loved to sing. And that choir was good. And it was a real blessing to us. But you know, as we came there, they introduced us as, these are the people that have provided for you the shampoo and the soap and the toothbrushes and toothpaste. And when they introduced us, these 100 to 200 of these men and inmates rose to their feet, and they clapped and they shouted, and they gave us a welcome that I never ever experienced in my life. They really showed their appreciation for simple things like that. And so we were glad, we were blessed to be there. We went away really, really blessed, and with it solidified in our own hearts a burden for these prisoners. Well, we mentioned to the chaplain that if any time there was any opportunity to have a ministry among the men, either in small group or Bible study or something like that, we'd be open to help in this way. And so the chaplain kept that in mind, but at the time there wasn't any opportunity. And so we continued to supply them every month with some of these things. And then one month, the chaplain called us and said, what I'd like you to do is every third Friday to have a service in the prison for 2 hours from 6 o'clock. To 6:30 to 8:30, and to hold a service for the prisoners, and if you would be willing to do that, we'd like you to do that. Well, that was a real challenge for us because we're a small group, you know. 35 to 50 is about the maximum of our congregation. But we said, yeah, we'll see what we can do. We'll plan on doing that. So every third Friday, we go and have a time, 2 hours, with these prisoners. And it was a blessed time. Of course, in order to do that, we had to go through an orientation course at the prison before they let us go in. And we learned of all the problems, all the restrictions. We could not give them anything. We could not take anything from them. We had to realize that every disease that you can think of is there, and so take the precautions that you need to with regard to your own health and so forth. And after we went through this whole 8-hour orientation, the whole day's worth, then our names were given to be authorized to be able to go into the prison. We were considered as unpaid staff. That's our position within their organization. How comfortable would you feel if one day the prison doors were open and all of the inmates would be left free? How would you feel among the prisoners being free? Well, you know, if your attitude is like mine, you'd be a little bit squeamish. You'd be a little bit hesitant about that. And so obviously we were a little concerned as we began this ministry in the prison. But there's an interesting number of passages really in Scripture that gives us the Lord's attitude with regard to prisoners. In Psalm 102, verse 19, it says, "For the Lord has looked down from the height of his sanctuary from heaven, did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are pointed to death." The Lord looked down from heaven, it says, and he heard the groaning of the prisoners. Sometimes our attitudes might be throw away the key and let them stay there, you know, for what they did. An attitude that, well, they deserve what they're getting. And so, you know, let them bear the burden. Not have really much compassion. But the Lord had compassion. It says the Lord looks down from heaven and he hears their groaning. And they do groan. It's not easy to live in a prison. In Psalm 42, we read, "I, the Lord, have called you to righteousness and will hold your hand and will keep you and give you a covenant of the people for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house." So we see the attitude of the Lord is very concerned about prisoners. Over in Isaiah, there's probably a more familiar verse to many of you. "The Spirit of the Lord, Lord God, is upon me, because the Lord has announced to preach good tidings unto the meek, to give good tidings unto the meek, rather. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." You know, as we went there every Friday, on the third Friday of every month, it really began to change our attitude and our heart toward them. It helped us to come to have a real love and a real burden for the prisoners. They love to sing. We'd start out the meeting with a song. And we gave out, in fact, we bought 100 hymn books for them that they could sing from, because they just love to sing. And they really sing. I mean, there's very few places that I've been in the church that could match the enthusiasm that these inmates had in singing. And so we'd start out with a hymn, and then we'd open it up for their favorites. And we could have gone on all night with their favorites. I mean, their favorite hymn is "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior." Isn't that something? "Pass Me Not." Every week, someone is going to ask for that hymn. So we start out with singing, then we cut it off after a while, and then one of our young fellas gives them a memory verse to learn. And so he teaches them this verse, and then he'll review the previous verse, you know, the next time we're together. And so we have a time of getting them to memorize verses. And then we have another one of our young fellows that gives them a quiz. We've gone through the book of Genesis, the book of Exodus. We skipped the Leviticus. But he went into 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel. And I'll tell you, these quizzes are not easy quizzes. They ask difficult questions. Sometimes I don't even know the answer. You know, I mean, I'm familiar with the passage he's dealing with. I just can't think of the names off the top of my head. But they come up with them. It's amazing how much of the scriptures these fellows know. They have something almost every day related to the scriptures, either a small Bible study, or some of them take correspondence courses, and of course they have other churches that come in that have ministry among them, and so they have a good, I was surprised, you know. I was telling our folks, you know, you have to start at these very simple things. Well, boy, was I wrong on that one. Because they had many of them had a solid basis, an understanding of the word, which we really enjoy. And then we'd have some more singing, and then eventually we'd have a message for a half hour, 40 minutes, ministry among them. And we also had special music. In fact, you know, Rosemary have a special all the time, and then we had a little choir sometimes. We had a quartet fellas for special numbers, and you have a woman that's got a beautiful voice, and she gives solos most all the time too. The chaplain said, we're going to have to get some t-shirts for Rosemary, because she's got quite a fan club here. But it's been a real joy ministering to them. Recently, 18 were baptized. Just a few weeks ago, 18 of the inmates were baptized, and what a joy that was to see them baptized. Last Christmas, the chaplain asked us if we would help work with the inmates in having their Christmas program, and so we got together with the inmates and together we did a Christmas program with them. In fact, Rosemary played a duet with one of the other fellows who played guitar, and it was a real joy to work with them in that way. Currently, we're involved with planning the Easter program that will be given on the 13th or the 15th of April. That's our third Friday. And so it's been quite an amazing opportunity, and we've really gotten to love some of these guys, and they're in there for serious things. One of the men is 75 years old. He's been in there a long time. That happens to be my age. And so they had a little birthday party or acknowledgement one of the evenings that we were there, and he wanted to sing a solo, so he sang a solo with their choir, and they had a good time of celebrating his 75th birthday. And so then after he sat down, he said, you know, I'm 75 years old too, and so is she over there at the piano, you know. And so we had a real bond with that fella from that time on. But there's others there that they've been in there for 30 years and more, and many of them have gotten very discouraged and were losing hope of ever getting out. And the warden, they got a new warden in just recently, and this warden decided we need to have a month's worth of revival meeting every single night, have a meeting, religious service for these fellas, to give them hope, to present the gospel. And so for a whole month, and we participated in that a couple times, for a whole month, besides our regular, you know, our regular time, every single night, and the warden wanted to make sure that during that month, every single one of the prisoners would at least be to one of those meetings. They were voluntary, but he certainly encouraged them to be there. And many of them were really dealt with by the Lord during that period of time. Probably part of these 18 were through that month were brought to the Lord. Well, it's been quite an interesting experience for the men and for us as well. There's about 1,000 altogether. We have some that are deaf, and this woman that is in our group that has such a beautiful voice, she also knows how to sign, and so she signs for them so that they can understand what's going on. Rosemary's teaching a couple of the musicians how to read music, because not all of them know how to read music. They can play great, but she's helping them to learn how to read music. So I ask you to keep them in prayer too. Keep us in prayer as we go. It's been an enjoyable time for us, but it's also difficult at times to get enough of us together to be able to take a whole 2 hours. You know, that's a long period of time. Of course, every time, sometimes some people can't make it, some get sick. And we had one of our young fellows that used to participate in leading the singing and quiz and things like that. He's now in Kuwait. He's in the military, so he's in the Air Force, and they sent him to Kuwait for a few months. And so keep us in prayer as we seek to share with these fellas. We've gotten to know a lot of them by first names, and they've gotten to know us by first names, and they look forward to us coming. And we trust that the Lord will work in their hearts. Those that are believers, I'm sure there's a number of them that are believers. Just by looking at their face, you can tell they're believers when they're singing. They need to grow, but it's not easy to live as a Christian in prison. And they get their flack. And just pray for them, that the Lord will encourage them, and that those that aren't saved might come to know the Lord as their Savior. There's many that come all the time. There's between 100 and 200 that come out each time, and it's all voluntary. So it's a real opportunity, and we trust the Lord will work in many hearts.